Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
Quickly, because of our time, everybody has taste to their lives. There are sounds. You begin to receive good news. There are sounds. We thank you. Just have your seat. What God has proposed you to do, He will do in your life. Let's just say it. Sound of good news. Sound of good news. Sound of good news. In the name of Jesus, I have good news for you. That thing you have been waiting for, it is a due season for it. It's a due season for it. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We bless you. I don't know if we're here when our sister was sharing the testimony. 13,000 people all over the world applied. 13 people were picked in Africa. 2 in Nigeria. One of them is your sister. By divine advantage, she said it's like a day-old baby asked to run with a 10-year-old child, and a day-old baby carried the price. There is an advantage for you in Christ. Sometimes it has nothing to do with your qualification. The Lord Himself has qualified you already. Hello? That is why it is stupidity to say, I have no one. It is foolishness to say, I know nobody. Is your God no one and your God nobody? Let me not preach another message. Let me stay here. In your life, there are gates to your life. There are access points to your destiny. At the edge of those gates, darkness is camping. Light is camping. At the edge of those gates, heaven is camping. Hell is camping. At the edge of those gates, there's a decision for you to make. It is the one you open the doors and the gates of your life to that comes to reign and rule in your life. Your mind, your soul, your spirit, your body has gates. Who are you opening the gates of your life to? In the first service, I took like 4 of those gates. In this second service, I'm praying God will help me to take 3. If I can take 3, we are good to go. Listen to me. What do you use your mouth for? The problem of some of you here is your mouth. I must talk. I will say it. You have said it. You have forgotten that words are like raw egg. Once it drops, you can't carry it like that again. You can't gather it. The Bible says, you are ensnared by the words of your mouth. Jesus said, you are justified by the words of your mouth, or you are condemned by the words of your mouth. Solomon said, life and death are in the power of the tongue, and everybody will eat the fruit thereof. James said, the mouth is the tongue. It's a little part of our member, but it can set things on fire. Some people have set their destiny on fire by their words. And by their mouth. Some have said something and somebody is still praying against you to today. Somebody is still cursing you to today. Why? I must talk. Some have spoken against people that are doing nothing against them. But the glory, the aura, the awesomeness of the people's destiny is speaking against them. I beg you. Watch what you say. 3 weeks ago, 3-4 weeks ago, a friend of mine, a colleague of mine in the office that was my junior, was promoted ahead of all of us. He was our junior. Immediately she got to our level, she was given an acting position ahead of all of us. So you know, I work in the public service. Gang up started. So people came to my office and said, God, we no go agree, we no go. I said, you no go agree with me. I ask for grace of God to work for my life. If the grace of God works for somebody's life, I don't fight against the person. I go quietly to my corner and say, God, let grace locate me also. Some of you have fought the grace in the life of people, and that grace is speaking against you. Are we here? By your words, you are justified. By your words, you are condemned. Don't gang up against great things that God is doing in the life of people. He will come here every Sunday. What I don't qualify for, God make it happen for me. What some people don't qualify for, when God makes it happen for them, you gang up and fight them. And you want that thing to happen to you. It can't. Watch your tongue. Watch your words. Matthew 12, 36 and 37. And we pray. Matthew 12, 36 and 37. But I say to you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words you shall be justified, and by your words you shall be condemned. Lift your right hand and let's pray together. Say, every word I have spoken that is condemning me, blood of Jesus, have mercy on me. Can we pray? Every word I have spoken, every word I have spoken, every word, every word, every word I have spoken anywhere that is standing against me, that is condemning me. Oh Lord, can I hear you pray? Every word, every word, every word, every word I have spoken anywhere that is standing against me, that is working against me. Oh Lord, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy. 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 In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. If you speak like the enemy, you can't condemn the word of the enemy. If you have the same heart like the enemy, you can't judge the disobedience from the mouth of the enemy. I pray for everyone here. Let the mercy of the Lord begin to reverse any word you have spoken negatively against yourself in the name of Jesus. 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 Every word condemning you, let the blood of Jesus take them away. In the name of Jesus. Now, I want you to be a prophet of your destiny. Lift your right hand up. Prophesy concerning your life. Oh yeah, let me hear you. Prophesy. 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 In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Can I hear amen? Amen? You will go to another level of that prophecy. For some of you, if now abuse or causes we ask you to reign now, it becomes very easy. You have not, you don't even know how to pray for yourself. Now we are going to pray. Next prophecy. Before the end of October, this shall come to pass. This shall come to pass. Lift your right hand up. Open your mouth. Say, I come by the blood of Jesus. I come by the word of the Lord. I come in the name of Jesus. And I prophesy. Bros, prophesy, prophesy. Bros, prophesy. Sister, prophesy, prophesy. Prophesy, prophesy. Prophesy, prophesy. Be the prophet of your destiny. Arise, 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 arise. Arise, I prophesy. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Last thing, lift your right hand up. Say, this thing will not happen. Never again will this happen. Never. What do you want? Do you not want to happen in your life? Lift up your right hand. Prophesy. Say, never again. 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 Never again, never again. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. You are going to prophesy upon your children, whether you have one or you don't. For some of us, we don't have children, but we know the names of our children in the future. You do, Abi. For some that do. Oh yeah, you are going to call the names of those children. Born and yet unborn. For some of us, even your grandchildren, you have names for them already. Even though you yourself you are not married, but your grandchildren, you have names for them. You are laughing. I love such people. They are planners. Are we ready? Name your children. Call them by name. Call them by name. Prophesy, 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 prophesy. Call them by name and prophesy. Call them by name. Call your children by name and prophesy. Call your children by name and prophesy. Call them by name. Call them by name. Call your spouse by name. Call your spouse by name. Call your spouse by name. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Stretch your hand here. Let the Lord cleanse your tongue. You didn't hear me. From every perversion, anything that is causing problem that came from your tongue, let the Lord arise and cleanse your tongue. In the name of Jesus. From today, let the words of grace begin to proceed out of your mouth. Let the words of grace begin to proceed out of your mouth. Anything you have spoken negatively that is working against your spouse, working against your children, today I annul those words. In the name of Jesus. He who controls your tongue controls your destiny. Who is in charge of your tongue? The devil or God? Who is in charge? Fake news. False news. Propaganda. You are working for the devil for free. Some has become spiritual journalists. Spreading fear everywhere. What kind of mouth is yours? Who is in charge of your mouth? Your mouth leads to your life and your destiny. Beware what you say. You know what the Bible says in Ecclesiastes? Say, don't say any word anyhow. And later go and tell the angel that it was a mistake. There is no joke in the spirit realm. There is no jesting in the spirit realm. There is no, I didn't mean that in the spirit realm. Beware of the words of your mouth. Hello? Some have caused their husband. They are suffering together today. You will never amount to anything. He has never amounted to anything. So there is no food in the house. There is no thing in the house. Everybody, they suffer them together. Now your tongue, enjoy it. I pray that the words of grace will start to emanate from your mouth from today. In the name of Jesus. Number two gate I want to handle is the gate of your placenta. The gate of your umbilical cord. You know, there is science and there is African science. There is natural science. There is spiritual science. There is physical technology. There is spiritual technology. One of the gates to your destiny is the gate of your navel, your placenta, your umbilical cord. The umbilical cord connects the baby to the placenta of the mother, and through it there is feeding. And based on wicked technology, umbilical cord or placenta, while delivered, can be used to control, can be used to have access, can be used to transfer, can be used for attachment, can be used to link, can be used for connections, can be used to put a person in bondage, can be used to put a person in captivity. If you still have a mother, ask your mother, where is your placenta? Ask the mother. Ask. Sir, these prayers I want to pray. Whether you understand it or not, pray it. If I see you not praying, give me permission to slap you. Are you giving me the permission? I can slap. Is it backhand or front hand? Okay, back, front. Are you ready? I don't have time. Just few times. I would have loved to stay on this and explain. Lift your right hand up. Say, my placenta, wherever you are, become useless to the enemy. In the name of Jesus. Can we pray, my placenta, wherever you are, my umbilical cord, wherever you are, become useless, become useless, become useless, become useless to the enemy, become useless to the enemy, my placenta, my umbilical cord, wherever you are, become useless to the enemy, become useless to the enemy, become useless to the enemy, become useless. Can I say, by the blood of Jesus, I recover my placenta from the sea, from the shrine, from the altar, from my father's house, by the blood of Jesus, 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 I recover, I recover, I recover, I recover, I recover, I recover, I recover. Say with me, say every manipulation of my placenta, every manipulation of my umbilical cord, cease today. Come to an end. Perestroy, by the blood of Jesus. Every manipulation, perestroy. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. We are going to pray this next one three times. Every evil done against me using my placenta, come to an end today in the name of Jesus. Stand up on your feet. Let's pray. Stand up. Lift your right hand up. Say after me. Say, every evil that has been done against me using my placenta, expire today. Come to an end today in the name of Jesus. Can I hear you pray? 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 In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I didn't hear your voice. I can't hear you. Lift your lighter up. I want this place to shake. I want this place to shake. Lift your lighter at the top of your voice. Say every issue. I'm conserving my voice. Don't conserve your voice. Say again with me. Say every issue. Say, don't negate my life. Using my placenta. Come to an end today. In the name of Jesus, can I hear you pray? Come to an end. Every evil done against my life, you see my placenta. Come to an end. Come to an end. Every evil done against my life, you see my umbilical cord. Come to an end. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. For the last time, look at somebody. Say, every evil done against your life. I tell you, say the person, every, say the person, say, hear the word of the Lord. Say, every evil done against your life, using your placenta, let it expire today. In the name of Jesus, expire. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. See, I can't be praying for you. Against your placenta. Not be dancing, I'm praying. Say something. And are we here? Look at the person, eyeball to eyeball. Say, hear the word of the Lord. And then say, hear the word of the Lord. Say, every evil turn against your life using your placenta, let it come to an end today. In the name of Jesus, come to an end, come to an end, come to an end, come to an end. Come to an end, come to an end. Okay, now lift the person, lift the person. Raise your right hand up. Lift the person. Let them continue praying for yourself. Every evil, turn against my life. Let it come to an end. Using the placenta. Let it come to an end. Let it come to an end. Let it come to an end. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. I don't know who the person is, but stretch for your hand to me. Any placenta that anyone has taken to the grave, let them release it now. In the name of Jesus. Your glory manipulated with placenta. Your virtue manipulated with placenta. Your destiny manipulated placenta. Today, let that activity come to an end. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. Have your seat. Number three gate for this service is one of the most useful gates in the hand of the devil. Oh, how the devil loves this gate. Ah. The gate of your private park. Sex gates. Ah. The devil loves using this. Some are empty. Everything in them was transferred through sex. But there is a recovery for you today. In the name of Jesus. You know, when we come to church, everybody in a virgin. When we come to church, everybody is holy. So when you are even praying this kind of prayer, the person that needs the highest amen just comes down and says, no be me. Oh, I never do that kind of thing before. No be me. And then after service, around Tuesday, if you call him, Pastor, that prayer you raised now for me. Please send me more prayer points. The anointing has lifted. The anointing has gone. He is here acting. Holy, holy. He needs deliverance, but he doesn't want to be put to shame. That one I can't translate in English. You need the tick on the dog. The tick will be sucking the dog. The tick will say, I'm killing the dog. He doesn't know that he's killing himself. When the dog dies, the tick has something to eat. Are you here? I pray for everyone here. Whatever the enemy has siphoned out of your life, using the instrument of sex, let the angels of the Lord restore them back unto you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. There are demonic transfers through sex. Especially sex outside the marriage. Sex within marriage, blessing, enjoyment, grace, glory, destiny fulfillment. Sex outside marriage, captivity, bondage, stupidity. Sex outside marriage, transfer of glory, transfer of wealth. Go and ask Yahoo Plus people. They will tell you. Sex outside marriage, affliction, exchanges. Sex outside marriage, diseases, illness, affliction. Sex outside marriage, evil covenant, evil blood covenant, evil soul ties. Sex outside marriage, pollution of destiny. It is not in the shaking. The thing has left. But today, by the one that sent me here today, Everything you have lost to an illicit self, by mercy, recover them all. In the name of Jesus. Listen to me. You only recover by repentance. If you like, say amen and this thing shake. You are cheating on your spouse. Repent. You are dabbling into sex before marriage. Repent. You know, various challenges come when we get married. Don't face any challenge that will make you think, was it because of my past life? You are not married now. Listen to me. If there is any challenge, let your husband be able to say, let people be able to say, we know this girl, we know this man, we know this boy. He's a godly boy. He's a godly babe. Now, be not be babe in the corner. A godly boo. Godly boo, babe, boo, babe, boo, babe. I ask that in this house, let mercy speak for everybody here. Let mercy speak for everybody here. Let mercy speak for everybody here. Some carry liability after marrying. It was not them, it was the person they married. They have messed up everywhere. So different is everywhere. Causes training him. Causes training her. And now the person has married the person. And with their children, they are sharing in the atrocity, the consequences, and the repercussion of the actions of a foolish fine boy. But you know, mercy always speaks. Are we here? We don't qualify for mercy. We don't deserve mercy. The mercy still speaks. Can we all lift our right hand up? Lift your right hand up if you are in church. Lift your right hand up. Say, we come as a church. Can I hear you? Say, we come as a church. Can I say, we come as a church and we receive mercy for every sexual sin, for anyone among us? We receive mercy. Can we pray together? Can we pray together? We receive mercy. 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 For we receive mercy. We stand together as a church and we receive mercy, mercy, mercy. For every family, mercy. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. You know what it does? It robs you of your destiny. It opens the door of disfavor. It blocks your destiny efforts from locating you. Because all around you will be oozing the aroma of rejection. Reject me. Reject me. Reject me. It brings hardship and hard luck. It has cut in short the life of many prematurely. Go and ask something. You know, it takes away wisdom and makes the man to behave like a fool. The person involved like a fool. You catch somebody in sexual morality or, you know, they don't cook the food for him. He don't eat ham. After eating the yeye food, he had sex. They've carried everything that had to do with his brain. When he's talking, you just look at him. Ah-ah. No be Mr. Okonkwo be this. Even I say, this man, the thing don't come. You see, that is what it does. It takes away every form of wisdom from the person. I pray for everyone here. Can we lift our two hands up? I say, Lord, by your mercy, everything I have lost to sex, I recover them all today. Can I hear you pray? Everything lost to sex. 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 I recover. 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 I recover them all. I recover. cleansed from every pollution. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. I can share many testimonies on this. There was a day we had the singles fellowship. I was taking something like this. I started raising prayer point. And while raising prayer point, the Lord opened my eye of a man coming to drop something back to a lady. Say, take it. And left angrily. That same year, the person got married. We have prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed for the person. Nothing seems to be happening. Somebody came. I saw it. I kept quiet. I just laughed. The person got married that same year. I pray for you. It came. Whatever is meant to do your life good that has been transferred by sex, today, recover them all. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. When I woke up this morning, I woke up with a dream. After I had a dream, the Lord gave me a word. And that word was all things. All things. I will not give you details, but I need you to know that all things you have lost, you can recover them in this service. Do you understand? Hello, do you understand? Do you understand? This service is for all things. All things you desire. All things you need to recover. All things you need to touch. Are you here? I pray for you again. Anything you have lost. All things you have lost. In this service. Recover them all. In the name of Jesus. Now bow down your head. Put your two hands on your head. You know yourself. Pray for yourself. Say, I recover all things. You can mention them one after the other. One after the other. One after the other. One after the other. Anything I have lost through the gate of my navel, through the gate of my mouth, through the gate, through the any sense gate, anything I have lost through the gate of my eyes, the gate of my ears, the gate of my head, the gate of my hands, the gate of my feet, I recover. I recover. I recover. I recover. I recover. All things. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Please listen to me attentively. Whatever you are suffering from based on relationship, you know nothing about it. But because of you are joined to one person and you have become one, anything you have lost based on relationship, whatever they are, the one that gives all things in his name, recover them all. In the name of Jesus. I will not leave here without you praying for yourself again. Lift your hands. All things you desire, ask him. Ask him. Ask him. It doesn't matter if you have prayed it before. Abraham prayed 25 years before the baby came. It doesn't matter if you have prayed it before. Ask for it. All things. Ask for it. He has given us all things freely, richly to enjoy. Ask for it. Ask for it. Ask for it. Ask for it. Ask, 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 and it shall be given. Ask, and it shall be given. Ask and it shall be given. Ask and it shall be given. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Listen to me. Every gate of your life that has been opened to darkness, today we lock up those gates. You didn't hear me. You didn't hear me. You didn't hear me. Ma, I'm praying for you. Every gate of access, every battle through the enemy, through which the enemy enters your life to torment you, today we close that back door. In the name of Jesus. Are you not tired of something coming through your life through the front door and it leaves through the back door? Check how much you earn. Where do you spend it? Anyone whose money is being spent spiritually, let the Lord strike those spenders by thunder. In the name of Jesus. Therefore, we come with the grace of all things and we recover all things you have lost for you. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands to him. Just lift it as if you want to collect something. Angels of the living God. Please do your acts in our midst. Whatever has been taken away from your life, whether you know it or not, wherever it has been kept, let the angels of God go there now. Let them take them now. Let them deliver them into your hands in the name of Jesus. Whatever you desire that your hands have not touched, let the angels of God go there now. Take them now and deliver them into your hands. In the name of Jesus. Wherever you want to get to that you can't get to by your power, let the angels of God hold your hands now. Let them take you there now and put you on your seat. In the name of Jesus. Everything that has happened spiritually here this morning, let there be a physical manifestation of them in your life. In the name of Jesus. Open your eyes, look at me. Time will not permit me, I will pray this for you. Any gate in your dream that was open for evil. We heard two testimonies about dreams and gates today. I don't need to teach it. Somebody had a dream, a snake bite the leg on real life. What happened? A metal shook the leg. You know, some things, when we teach it, some people sit down and they look at us. You know, they are more learned, but they don't have the understanding of the things of the spirit. How can something pinch a snake, bite your leg, and in real life, something hits your leg at the same point? Any gate in your dream that has been open to darkness, today we shut up those gates. In the name of Jesus. Anything that happened to you for evil in the dream, it shall not manifest physically. 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 In the name of Jesus. One of my sons in church had a dream. Oh, time. Had a dream of sleeping and something wanted to attack him, and he moved back and his head hit the wall, and he was holding the torchlight and the torchlight broke. When he woke up, his leg was bleeding and his torchlight by his side has broken. You don't know, many people don't know anything here. I pray for you. Anything pursuing your dream, let them perish suddenly. 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 I stand here on authority of God and I pray for you again. Any evil done against you in the dream, it shall not manifest physically. It shall not manifest physically. It shall not manifest physically. In the name of Jesus. I'll pray one more prayer. And I want you to respond with a big amen and a noise that will bring about your deliverance. Are you ready? Whatever gates the enemy opened against you, we shut up that gate in the name of Jesus. Lift up your head, O ye gates, be lifted up, the everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your head, O ye gates, be lifted up, the everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. I stand at the gate of this church where the angels are ascending and descending, and I decree no weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. In the name of Jesus, every device of the enemy against your life, they are destroyed by fire. In the name of Jesus, I stand at this gate of this church and I open to you every gate that has been shut against your destiny. Let them open by fire. In the name of Jesus, we bid the angels of God charge over your life. Let them go ahead of you. Let them make the crooked places straight. In the name of Jesus, let them arise and help you. In the name of Jesus, let the curse be lifted up for you. Let the curse be lifted up for you. Let the curse be lifted up for you. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. And now may the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you peace all the days of your life. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. See you on Wednesday. God bless you.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sokale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.